Do you want to make your life 100% happier, healthier, and wealthier? Then release the clowns today!
Morning. Looks like I've pulled then.
You certainly did. In fact, you pulled a top-level marketing executive. Did I mention that?
Once or twice. So, how was it for you?
The sex? I'd say 75%, which was the rating I'd forecast.
I'm sorry?
Don't be too disappointed, Lucy. The performance rating was approximately the same as the results of the formative research.
Formative research? Oh, you mean when you clocked me in the bar, you were trying to guess how good I'd be in bed?
Oh, no. Only an amateur would do that. Oh,
glad to hear it.
No, I ran a qualitative and quantitative report using online and word-of-mouth sources. This, I coupled with a motivational and behavioural analysis over a four-month period in order to obtain your projected lovemaking potential.
What?
Just a bit of basic CRM. Looking at your profile on Tinder, your browsing history and click-through rates, following you on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, just following you around.
Oh my God! So we didn't just randomly meet. You've been stalking me!
I also ran a couple of focus groups with specially targeted participants from appropriate demographics.
Focus groups?
I have some excellent feedback here. I quote, "Lucy is a great shag and is especially filthy after a couple of gin and tonics." That was from a Pete of West Ham.
Oh, I can't believe this. You've been talking to my ex-husband. Just leave now, please.
And your figure makes extremely engaging content both above the fold and especially in terms of the bottom line.
Get out, Simon.
Whoa, Lucy, listen. You haven't heard my proposal.
Proposal?
Oh, yeah. If we merged our operating units as a husband and wife team, investing our combined resources going forward could drive some serious revenue.
Serious revenue, you say?
Absolutely. And I would guarantee you complete brand loyalty.
I see. All right. But I'll need a full SWOT analysis, outstanding KPIs, and a 900% increase in foreplay.
It's a deal. Awesome meeting.
Now, come here. I want to really drill down on this until we get total stakeholder satisfaction.
Release the clowns.
You join us here at this fiercely contested local derby. Passions are running high with both sets of fans in fine voice. Dean?
At the end of the day, Brian, there's likely to be unpleasantness from the start.
You all look very pretty. You all look very pretty. You all look very pretty. You're going to get noticed for all the right reasons. You're going to get noticed for all the right reasons. You're going to get noticed for all the right reasons. You've got great shoes, they're really you. You've got great shoes, they're really you. Mine aren't as nice as yours, which perfectly match your eyes and really accentuate your figure and your shapely calves.
I didn't expect that, Dean.
For me, Brian, that was unexpected.
Release the clowns.
I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You have come to fight as free men, and free men you are. What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? 2,000 against 10. Fight. And you may die.
That's right, and each and every one of you must get one of these forms from me and fill it in. Otherwise, our employer liability is invalid. It's up to you. If you cannot write, I will fill it in for you.
Right. Fight, and you may die. Run, and you will live at least a while, and die.
That's right, word of warning. There's going to be trip hazards which may or may not be clearly marked, or be provided with guardrails or edge protection. We just haven't had time. So, be careful and make sure you've got the correct footwear.
Dying!
Those of you on horses, make sure you've signed the horse out. A lot of horses have gone missing, and we cannot afford any more horses this financial year. If you're not horse certified, do not take a horse.
Right. Dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing?
If one of you catches fire, or if you set someone on fire, walk, do not run, to the nearest assembly point. If you don't know where that is, there are notices up on several of the trees and one or two of the sheep.
Would you be willing to trade all the days from this to that for one chance?
Now, if you're going to carry a flag or a banner, please, please lift from the knees. I'm looking at you, Barry.
Just one chance to come back here as young men and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they will never take
our... So if we stick to a few rules, the whole day will go smoothly and we'll all have a good time and a lot of people will be hurt.
Our freedom. Take our freedom. For fuck's sake.
Is that you finished, William?
Aye, I've finished, Angus. Thank you.
William Wallace there. Inspirational. William Wallace. Let's hear it one more time. Ooh, careful stepping off that platform, William.
What?
Whoa! Now, that looks like a sprain. William, fill out an S180, please. This is exactly what I've been talking about.
Release the, Gosh, what are we, No, it's gone.
Penalty. And this is really going to set the cat among the pigeons up in the stands, Dean.
For me, Brian, I'm wondering what the ref is thinking, because at the end of the day, that's ammo for the idiots right now.
You're wise, because you know you're not. You're wise, because you know you're not. You're wise. Cause you know you're not, you're wise. Cause you know you're not, you're wise. To spot this paradox, you're wise. To spot this paradox, you're wise. To spot this paradox, you're wise. To spot this paradox. Perceptive, 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 perceptive. No reason and logic. A faultless duty, they are exemplary.
Well, what'd you make of that, Dean?
From the get-go, at the end of the day, that was baffling, Brian, for me.
Release the clowns.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been tough. I'm struggling to repay my student loan, and my credit card debts are spiralling.
My mortgage is huge. I've got two young kids and three jobs. I've hardly slept in a week. I don't know how I can carry on.
I mean, we want to get married, but can't afford it.
Yeah, we need to get on the house in Lather first, but how can we save money to do it when rent's so high and wages are stagnating?
If you're age 25 to 35, this probably all sounds horribly familiar. But what can you do? We can't change society overnight. But finally, experts have come up with a solution. Booze and drugs. Yes, clinical studies have proven that if taken in large enough quantities, booze and drugs can totally change your life. Some people might call it escaping from reality, but if reality's shit, why not get jacked up and have fun instead? And as for those stuffed shirts who say booze and drugs are bad for you, just think of all the success stories. Keith Richards, Lord Byron, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, 98% of jazz musicians, and 20% of Take That. The list goes on. And remember, most drugs were pioneered and used regularly by some of the greatest scientists the world has ever known, while booze has been an essential part of human society since before the ancient Egyptians invented beer. So next time someone warns you to lay off the booze and drugs, just tell them Sigmund Freud says fuck off.
Oh yeah, sod my debts, let's go clubbing!
Release the clowns!
Unbelievable stuff here. That controversial equaliser is sure to prove inflammatory, Dean.
For starters, at the end of the day, that'll make the end of the match start getting really ugly for me, Brian.
Come in a crisis! You're always calm in a crisis, calm in a crisis, and also quite even.
I've noticed that you share with those who supported than yourself. I've noticed that you're always very generous with your time. I've noticed that you're kind, not cruel and never raise your voice. You're an example to us all.
Football, Dean.
At the end of the day, Brian, for me, I don't know where to start.
Release the clowns.
And now on Radio Old, Loco Parentis by Dim Towling.
Sunday morning, I'm making a cup of tea for the beloved one. She texts me. Texts me. From her bed. Our bed. That I'm not in because I'm downstairs making the beloved one a cup of tea. Why are you making me tea? She texts. I want coffee. And those Portuguese pastries we had on holiday 3 years ago. But I'd already made the tea. And Lisbon is 1,000 miles away. While I poured the tea away, refilled the kettle, washed the cafetiere the offspring had used for, I don't want to know what they'd used it for, I remembered last night. No, not when the beloved one had berated me for doing nothing with my life but pretend to be a useless husband and father for monetary gain from a national newspaper, but when Oliver from the band had called. Have I mentioned I'm in a band? We'd been asked to support a big-name act. I can't say who. Okay, it's Sting. I mean Sting, right? What are you going to do? Say no? In fact, I did say no. Can't stand him. But once the beloved one had stopped laughing and dancing around the sitting room singing, "If you love someone, then up and ask them to play banjo," she said, "You'd be a bloody idiot not to do it. You bloody idiot." So I rang Oliver back and said, "Okay then." But then the offspring stuck their head round the door, en route to a gig by Meat Xylophone. I said, "I've never heard of Meat Xylophone." When everyone had stopped laughing, I told them about Sting. Offspring number one said, "Who?" Offspring number two said, "Shut up, you boring old man." The beloved one rolled her eyes so hard, I swear I could hear them. Even the tortoise looked at me and mouthed, "Wanker." Sometimes, I dream I live on my own and I just sit in my sitting room all day playing the banjo until the neighbors threaten to have me killed.
Release the clowns.
This crazy topsy-turvy match is nearing a climax and almost at boiling point. Let's hope the fans aren't planning any nasty business. Dean?
It'll all start at the end, Brian, because for me, you can guarantee rival fans have already started planning to meet at the end of the day.
Would you like to meet for a drink or two? Seem to get along. We're simpatico. Would you like to meet for a drink or two? Seem to get along. We're simpatico, we'd be delighted. There's nothing in the world would make us happier. We'd be delighted. There's nothing in the world would make us happier. Shall I compare thee? Shall I compare thee? Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Though more lovely and more temperate.
Release the clowns.
So, Apollonia, you come to me today, of all days, the day we're having our septic tank drained, a day of celebration, when I can refuse no favors. And you come to me not with best wishes, but asking me to gut your fiancé, Bobby Petrucci, for cheating on you.
Yes, Don Corleone. He broke my heart. I want you to rip out his.
You show me no respect.
But...
No, don't say it. Don't say I have your respect. I've been your godfather for how long?
23 years.
Thank you, Consigliere. 23 years. And yet you've never come to me. You've never called me godfather. You've never asked me, godfather, could you cheer me up with your ventriloquism act?
With your what?
Ventriloquism act. You know, with a little dummy I put on my knee.
Wow. Gosh, I didn't know you had that talent.
But the Don's a pro. Go on, do the ventriloquism act.
Oh, I couldn't.
Go on, it's great.
Oh, okay, I'll get the dummy.
Really? A ventriloquism act?
Yeah, it's a hoot. He's got a dummy dressed in a tuxedo. Looks just like another godfather.
Hi, I'm Guido, the Diddy Don.
Oh, well, hello, Guido. And what do you do?
I drink Cuddles of Gear and run a casino with gambling and slot machines.
Wow. Oh, a casino. So, what do you do if someone won't pay their gambling debts?
I'm Nathan and Arthur. They can't refuse. I'm for the horse's head in their gid.
See? I told you. Hilarious cracks me up every time.
Oh, you're too kind.
You can't even see his lips move.
It's literally unbelievable.
I've learned all this stuff for my godchildren, but they don't seem to give a crap. I mean, did that not cheer you up?
Yes, it did. It was very entertaining.
You're welcome. But the fact is, you've come here today to ask me a question. So in the light of what you've seen, would you like to put your question again?
Okay, Godfather, could you please do your ventriloquism act at my birthday party?
Of course. It'll be great. Oh, I'll do my act. We'll have some cake, maybe some cannoli from Virgilio's. And after that, what shall we do, Don Guido?
I'll stick my hand up Bobby Petrucci's ass and then work him like a puppet until he apologizes. Then gut him like a fish.
Release the Clown starred Verity Softly, Phil Nice, Helen Duff, Marco Chu, Nick Hildred, Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Jonathan Thake, Casper Michaels, Joe Clegg, Phil Whelans, Martin Hyder, Naomi Bonifo, and Simon Edwards. It was written by Phil Whelans, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield, Alex Marion, and Karen Morden. The show was produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. Check out our homepage, releasetheclowns.podbean.com, for show notes and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. See you next week for more fun and frolics.